Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us again today. Around 2 weeks ago, I read a very interesting story about a boy named Josh W. Campbell. He was born sightless. He was born with a disease called congenital bilateral cataracts. He could not see. And there was no cure for this kind of disease at the time. So his life was destined sightless. And more interestingly, his parents did not tell him about this. So he grew up thinking that everything was fine with him. One day he played with his friends, and as his friends threw the ball toward him, his friends warned him, "George, be careful. The ball will hit you." He didn't know that, and soon enough, the ball hit his face. He went home and asked his mother, "Mother, why my friend knew something that I didn't know?" His mother then asked him to sit down and told him that there was something that he didn't have. He didn't have eyes that could see things clearly. He grew up just as happy boy as others, but at the age of 18, there was treatment available, but with risk. His father took the risk and asked Josh to go through surgery. When the bandage was taken off from his eyes, the doctor asked him, "Josh, can you see?" He could only see blur. So he was technically still blinded. But something happened. His mother came to him in front of him and said, "Josh, this is your mom." Hearing that voice, she began to see a color. And color turned to a shape, and it was his mother standing in front of him. Now he could see an old, wrinkled lady. But later on in his life, he said, it was the most beautiful moment in his life. And he saw his ever beautiful mother. Friends, have you experienced such things in your life spiritually? Have you ever seen God in your lives? Were you very happy when the first time your eyes are open to see God, to see His glory, to see His truth, to see the wonders of His truth? The topic for us today is parable. Revealing and concealing the truth of the kingdom. Revealing means to make known, to open the blinded heart to see the wonders and the truth of God. We are going to read from Matthew chapter 16, verses 10 to 17. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, "You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I will heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for giving us great opportunity this morning to read and to listen to the Word of God. Father, we pray that you will open our hearts, open our eyes, open our minds to see the wonders of your Word, and allow our hearts to be challenged, to be changed, to be transformed by the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give thanks. Amen. So again, the topic for today is about parable, revealing and concealing the truth of the kingdom. And I would like to cover three things. First, we will learn about what is a parable and why does Jesus teach in parables. And the last one is, what can we learn from it? What is parable? One of the primary ways of the teachings of Jesus to the crowd was in parables. And there are over 40 parables in the gospel, especially Matthew, Mark, and Luke. There is no parable in the Gospel of John. And in Hebrews, the word parables has lots of meanings. It can mean prophetic sayings, proverbs, a riddle, anecdotes, a discourse, a poem, a short story, a similitude. So in one sentence, even though it's very difficult to define a parable, but we could say that parable is illustrative sayings that carry spiritual truth. In Greek, parable is parabole. That's why we have the word parable. Means to play or to place alongside, to put something alongside. So there are spiritual truths alongside these illustrative short stories that Jesus told in the Bible. Even though there are many parables in the gospel, there is one common element of all these over 40 parables. Jesus used everyday experience to draw comparison with the kingdom of God. Jesus used the samples from agriculture, farming, shepherding, business, investments. So these are everyday practical lives and from which people can learn the spiritual truth of the kingdom. There are many famous parables. We know the prodigal sons, the good Samaritans, and these are all short stories. So when we talk about parables now, we are talking about the short stories that Jesus told. And one thing is also important to notice that parables is like a riddle, a comedy that demands the direct response from those who were around Jesus at the time. So sometimes it's not easy to understand parable now, but because at the time, Jesus demanded them to respond directly. But again, we can learn a wealth of spiritual truth from the parables that Jesus was teaching. There are many things that covers in the parables of Jesus. Jesus talked about the forgiveness and grace, God's love for the lost, our love for our neighbors, like good Samaritans, obedience and faithfulness. Jesus talks about spiritual growth, final judgment, and the kingdom of God from all these illustrative sayings that are taken from everyday lives. So people who understood that could identify themselves, could understand easily, because these are the things that happen around them in their daily lives. What is actually the purpose of the parable? Why did Jesus teach in parables? Well, there are two purposes of the Bible. There are dual purposes of parables. Number one is to conceal actually the truth from the unbelievers. And number two, to reveal the truth of the kingdom to the believers. Let us start from the first one. The purpose of the parables is to conceal the secrets of the kingdom from the unbelievers. From verses 13 to 15, we read about that. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. You might be surprised that actually the parables is not only to reveal the kingdom, it is actually to conceal the truth from the unbelievers. That's why Matthew put the parables from chapter 13, because in chapter 12, the oppositions between Jesus and his enemies, especially the Pharisees, came to the peak. They have made their mind to reject Jesus. They even accused Jesus of using the power of Satan to deliver people from the bondage of Satan. That is the peak of the oppositions. And from that day, Jesus began to teach them in parables, because he didn't want them to just to know all the things that he taught them. In a sense, teaching parables to them for the unbelievers was a judgment. Jesus quoted from Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah was called and sent by God to pronounce judgment to the people of Israel. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have eyes, but they cannot see. Their hearts are callous. They have made their minds not to accept truth in their lives. And Jesus did as well. He told them many things in parables. Matthew 13, verse 3. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables, because he didn't want them just to understand the secrets of the kingdom. Why? Why they did not want to understand? There are a few reasons. Because their ears do not listen. Their eyes are closed to the truth. their hearts are callous. Their hearts are not anymore responding to the truth of God. What is the root of problems? Why is that they have Jesus with them, preaching the gospel to them, but they keep rejecting that? I think number one is because they have prideful heart. They're self-righteous people. They have spiritual pride. They thought we are the people of God. And for the Pharisees, we know the scriptures. We know all this truth from the Old Testament. Why do we have to listen to you? Their pride prevents them, blocks them from opening the eyes and the ears to listen to the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, do we have the same problems? Do we have the same hearts that do not want to be open to the truth from God? Secondly, because they put their traditions above truth. Their belief systems, the traditions that they have been doing for centuries, make them difficult to receive the truth. When they hear something new, they will say, oh, we haven't heard this before. We haven't done this before. This is not our traditions. This is not our belief system. So that's why we don't want to hear from you. Oftentimes, also in our lives, we don't want to be changed by the truth. We don't want to be open to the truth of the kingdom because of certain belief system, certain traditions that we have been doing for generations, that we don't want to let it go and to replace it with the truth of God. And the third reason, I think, is their eyes, their hearts are blinded by the devil. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4 says, the God of this age has blinded the hearts of unbelievers. We need to bear in mind that some people, they keep rejecting God because their minds, their hearts are blinded by the evil ones, by the devils. They cannot really understand that. They are not being told about the truth. Just like Campbell in his young age, he was not told that he was blinded. And this is a very serious thing. That's why when Paul preaches the gospel, he always asks people to pray for him, that those who hear the gospel, their hearts will be opened by the Holy Spirit to the truth of the gospel. The second purpose is Jesus was telling the disciples the parables to reveal to them the secrets of the kingdom. So for the unbelievers, the truth was concealed, was hidden. For the believers, the truth was revealed to them. Jesus says in verse 11, he replied when the disciples asked him, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. What is the secret of the kingdom? Well, at the time, it was that Jesus was the Messiah or the King. That he came and he was coming at the time to establish his kingdom here on earth. And that the Messiah will soon die on the cross for the salvation of many people. And that the kingdom that the Messiah established here on earth will grow and will include all people, not only the Jewish people, but also the Gentiles, all people. But these truths were hidden from the crowd. They were hidden from the religious leaders. But it will soon be revealed to his disciples. The secret of the kingdom is actually the message of the gospel, salvation for all people. Later on, Paul will talk more about them in his letters. Another question we should ask is, why the secrets of the kingdom were revealed to these disciples? Because they have ears to listen. They were willing to listen to the teachings of Jesus. Because they have eyes to see and to understand the truth. Because their hearts are ready to receive the truth. Their ears are open to the truth. Their eyes are open to the truth, and their hearts are to receive, are responsive to the truth of the kingdom. They're humble. They were willing to come and just like what Jesus, they were thirsty. They were hungry for the kingdom of God. And these are little people. These are marginalized people. These are people who are just thirsty for the kingdom of God. And because of that, Jesus was willing to reveal the secrets of the kingdom to them. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus prays, "Thank you, God, that you reveal your truth to these people, but you hide this for the learned, the powerful people who did not want to humble themselves and to come to you." Many years ago, I was impressed reading the story of a lady by name of Dr. Etta Lindemann. Dr. Etta Lindemann was a German lady. He went to the top university, theological university in Germany, under the best or top scholar at the time. But he was told that supernatural things did not exist. The story of the resurrections of Jesus was not really true. It was just spiritual resurrections. Jesus was not truly God. Miracles did not happen. These were the things that were popular in Germany at the time in Europe. And later on, these teachings killed the life of churches in Europe. And these are the teachings that are now becoming more and popular in all over the world, especially in the Western world. He was a very smart lady, but one day he was touched by his students, first-year students, who told her about miracles. And he was then willing to go to with her students to little church and sat down and listen to the preaching of 16 years old boy in that evangelical Pentecostal church. And as he sat there, he thought, how is that possible? This young man could know the Bible very well and could speak enthusiastically about the Bible. And the thought had that it is because the Holy Spirit is in these people, and they spend hours every day reading the Bible and praying, and because of that, they could know the Bibles, and they were very enthusiastic about that. And being the top New Testament professors, he repented at the time, gave her life to Jesus, and at the age of 60, she came to Indonesia to be a missionary for a long time, living in East Java. He just passed away around 11 years ago. She was someone who prayed to God, "Lord, open my eyes to see the wonderful things in you." She was like a shepherd was willing to listen to the voice of her shepherd, Jesus Christ. She was praying, create in me, Lord, a clean heart. Let this be our prayer as well. We pray that God will open our eyes to see the wonderful things of Him, to open our ears to listen to His voice, to the reading of the Bible, and to open our hearts to respond to the truth of the gospel. Now, the last point I would like to share today is about applications through few questions. Are you interested about the kingdom of God? Are you taking time to search the truth from the Bible? Are you enjoying reading the Bible? Are you enjoying having fellowship with God? Are you teachable? Are you willing to learn about the truth? I like the lives of the Berean church in Acts chapter 17. When they heard the teaching of Paul, the Bible says they were eager to examine the scripture to see whether what Paul taught was true or not. So many Christians do not take time to read their Bibles, to search the truth, to enjoy the Word of God. Jesus says that the words that I speak to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. That the Word of God is living and active. So let us, as disciples of Jesus, take time to search the Scripture and to allow God to speak to us through the living Word of God every day in our lives. The next questions will be, what traditions or belief systems that you hold on to for a long time that oftentimes prevent you from receiving the truth? Do you have problems with pride, holding on to these things that make you, it's very difficult for you to be changed and to be transformed by the Word of God? For the disciples at the time, they didn't have the Holy Spirit yet indwelling them. But for us now, as believers, Holy Spirit is in us. And the Bible says Holy Spirit will guide and will lead us into the truth. As we take time to immerse ourselves in the Word of God, He will speak to us alive every day. And we will grow in Him and to know Him more and to love Him more and to serve Him in our lives. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for speaking the truth to us today. Help us, Lord, that if we are already believers of Jesus, we'll take time, we'll have desires, thirsty and hungry for the truth of the kingdom, to know Him more, to serve Him more, to love Him more. But if we are who are listening this morning are not believers yet, just pray, Lord, that you will work in the hearts to create the desires, the curiosity, Lord Jesus, to want to come and to know about your truth. And Lord, I believe that you are loving, merciful God. You will come and make yourself known to them. Open their hearts and their minds to the truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give thanks. Amen.